Good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins WKNO each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
With some schools moving to virtual learning, many families are looking to their family, friends, and faith communities for support. How can you develop a safe co-op? Start by creating a culture of caution with your group. Make sure everyone understands that if the child, parent, or anyone in their household is showing signs of illness, the child cannot come to co-op. Keep a daily log of attendance in case there is a need to do contact tracing. Drop off and pick up should be from the car when possible to reduce exposure. Parents need to check temperatures before coming to your location. On-site temperature screening should happen upon arrival and then again around lunchtime. Anyone developing signs of illness needs to go home. When the children arrive at the site, they need to wash their hands with soap and water upon entry and frequently throughout the day. Surfaces also need to be sanitized regularly and on a schedule that's at least 3 times a day. Make sure to observe social distancing, stay at least 6 feet apart. Pool noodles and hula hoops are great tools for teaching children personal space. Make the time away from the screens filled with fun while also staying safe. And remember to look to your local health department and the Centers for Disease Control for the latest guidance regarding COVID-19. Stay safe, stay healthy. This is Kimberly Baker for Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life. Because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more. Life Matters is made possible on WKNO by Southern College of Optometry, raising awareness around the challenges faced by those living with low vision conditions. Resources to help the visually impaired person in your life are at missingmemphis.com.